keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And we have a show for you. Actually, I've kind of renamed Deborah Tavares' show, which is StopTheCrime.net. It's probably one of the most popular shows we have when we go over to YouTube, and the comments are all over the place. I'm going to call your show Firemageddon, because you're dealing with fires in Northern California. There are fires everywhere. Where my grandson is in New South Wales, Australia, they're burning that place out too. It's happening in other countries around the world. This is, and we can insert some signed comments, but you've got so much to say, I'll just pop in to say, look, don't think Deborah is full of it, or non-scientific, or not valid, or she's delusional like some of the morons that try to criticize you. They need to shut the heck up and listen to you. And I'll insert some science to show what you're saying is, oh my God, it's true, but it's even worse in many ways than even you present, isn't it?
Well, there is no question. I have been pitching lowballs here for quite a while, and I will tell you, I will be amping up what I know.
Right.
So for those of you, you need to catch up with what you're hearing me talk about now, because soon it will be woven into the unthinkable. And I will I will say this right now. In all due respect, and I do mean honor and respect for the veterans, today being Veterans Day, November the 11th, 2019,
right.
I want to express what many veterans now feel about having served in the military. And it leads to the document called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And I am looking at page 39. So all of you can go there, too. It's called The Draft as Military Service. It says, few efforts of human behavior modification are more remarkable or more effective than that of the socio-military institution known as the draft. A primary purpose of a draft or other such institutions is to instill, by intimidation, in the young males of society, and of course we know women now too, and the uncritical conviction that the government is omnipotent. The draftees are such taught that prayer is slow to reverse what a bullet can do in an instant. Thus, a man trained in religious environment for 18 years of his life, can by instrument of government be broken down, be purged from his fantasies and disillusions in a matter of mere months.
Right.
Once this conviction is instilled, all else becomes easy to instill. Even more interesting is the process by which a young man's parents, who purportedly love him, can be induced to send him off to war to his death.
Right.
Although the scope of this work will not allow this matter to be expanded in full detail, nevertheless, a course overview will be possible and can serve to reveal the factors which must be included in some numerical form in a computer analysis of social and war systems. The draft, selective service, etc., is an institution of compulsory collective sacrifice and slavery, devised by middle-aged and the elderly for the purpose of pressing the young into doing the public dirty work. It further serves to make the youth as guilty as its elders, thus making criticism of the elders by the youth less likely. Generational stabilizers. It is marketed and sold to the public under the label of patriotic service.
Well, how many years has America been at war compared to any other nation in modern history? I mean, out of the 200 and almost 50 years, America has been at war except for something like 20-some years. And that's not necessary. We have more bases around the world, over 700 bases than any other country, including large countries like China and Russia. And
well,
people have
that's
to understand
absolutely
we're,
true.
We're actually... And we don't actually prosecute a war. For example, if I was prosecuting Iraq or Iran, and I was the advisor to the president or the joint chiefs of staff because I have a kind of a strategic mind, these wars I would terminate in 2 weeks. They would the enemy would be gone. I would be inducing and using advanced technology, tactics, and weapons that would completely wipe out the enemy if we did have
one. Well, now, Dr.
Many
Bill,
times
I
we
want
actually
to continue.
Let me finish. sometimes we create enemies for no purpose, for example, and we also scare the heck out of them. So we have people like Russia, who we've removed from the G8, and we've created the weapons. We're also weaponizing even the artificial intelligence. In fact, Putin came up with a conference this
last
weekend.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a moment, Dr. Bill, but let me finish up with the silent weapons, because people need to go to the silent weapons document and read it. It has many, many very important aspects that we face as society, as we are being broken apart.
Well, the reason why I wanted to finish up my comment, I have to finish this, is that you have to understand, other people, when Deborah's doing this, we create enemies because we do a lot of good in the world, but we also do more evil than anybody else. Please continue.
Well, we're exposing the true nature of what we face, and I want to continue with that, please.
Right.
So here we go. It goes on, and these are just the last few paragraphs of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars as it relates to the military service, again, today being Veterans Day, 11-11 of 19.
Right.
As they say, as the transition becomes more difficult to manage, in other words, a mother having to think of her newborn baby and ultimately going to war, the family unit must be carefully disintegrated, and state-controlled public education and state-operated child care centers must become more common and legally enforced. So
Kamala Harris,
hang on.
Yeah, no, let me comment. This is important. Hang on. Kamala Harris is coming out to try to extend school to 6 hours. This is Nazi. This is communist, socialist, totalitarian control, and exactly you're on the right track. Please continue. That's important for me to say that because people might say, well, you're just making it up. Listen to Kamala Harris. Oh, my God. It really is that bad, isn't it? Please continue.
Okay, I will try to continue here.
If people disagree, turn off the radio if you don't want to hear my comments, because I need to insert them. This is a dialogue, not a monologue.
Okay, so Dr. Bill, please let me continue.
As the transition
becomes more difficult to manage, the family unit must be carefully disintegrated, and state-controlled public education and state-operated child care centers must become more common and legally enforced, so as to begin the detachment of the child from the mother and father at an earlier age. Behavioral drugs such as Ritalin can speed the transition for the child, which is mandatory. They say, caution, a woman's impulsive anger can override her fear. An irate woman's power must never be underestimated, and her power over a pussy-whipped husband must likewise never be underestimated. It got the women the vote in 1920. The concluding paragraph in this document is as follows. Factor 6, cattle. Those who will not use their brains are no better off than those who have no brains. And so, this mindless school of jellyfish, mother, father, son, and daughter, become useful beasts of burdens and trainers of the same. Now, I could continue on with the silent weapons document
I think you made your point, which is if they read the whole document on your website, they have to realize we've been manipulated. And having been a dual citizen of Canada, which is not as extreme as America, I see the difference in the whole culture. This culture, including the Veterans Day culture, has all these young men that wear body armor, have their limbs blown off, come back, and they're just in pieces. Now, I'm working on technology to regrow limbs and down the road. We're actually going to be able to regrow arms and legs and so on. But this is a, if you want to call it, a sacrificial thing for the young people go and get their legs blown off or die overseas. And it's part of the deal because, you know, we don't need to have this happen. We don't even prosecute wars properly, so young people are put in armored personnel carriers and so on, don't protect them from being blown up to pieces. And overseas in Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria. This is on purpose. This is not by chance. We don't even give level 3 body armor. You know that I have veterans that contact me, and they get level 1 body armor, which can only stop a .22 caliber, but they don't get level 3 body armor that can stop an IED or an advanced weapon that the enemy has. And the parents and the relatives have to pay for level 3 while they're in the tour of duty. Isn't that ridiculous?
Well, it's just how society is being operated right now by the overlords, the controllers, whoever you want to call them. It does not matter.
The demon masters. I call it the demon masters. And they're both on the left and the right, by the way. Every political party and every government and every secret agency on earth is druidic and satanic. Everyone.
Okay, so now I really wanted to cover a lot of ground today.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm here in the war zone. power shutdown.
Yeah, you have time to cover it. We have lots of time. It's important to get that point across, though, because people don't get it. They think that we're just making it up, or they hear you kind of, because you go like a minigun, bup, 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 and a lot of it's on your documents on your website. But people need to understand, this is not a future thing. This is a right now thing. Please continue.
Yeah, I want to just read a couple more paragraphs out of the silent weapons because I'm glancing at it. It's a silent weapons document that I am extremely familiar with, and all of you should as well. You should teach your children this document, use it as a book, highlight it, tag it, and learn it. Because consent, the primary victory. A silent weapons system operates upon data collected from a docile public by legal, but not always lawful, force. More information is made available in the silent weapons system programmers through the Internal Revenue Service. And I won't go into that further.
Right.
This information consists of the enforced delivery of well-organized data contained in federal and state tax forms collected, assembled, and submitted by slave labor provided by taxpayers and employers. The number of tax forms submitted to the IRS is a useful indicator of public consent, an important factor in strategic decision-making. Feedback indicating victory status, psychological basis. When the government is able to collect taxes and seize private property without just compensation, it is an indication that the public, all of us, and you're going to hear me talk about that in some local documents in just a minute, when they can seize property, it's an indication that the public is ripe for surrender and is consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment. A good and easily qualified indicator of harvest time is the number of public citizens who pay income tax despite an obvious lack of reciprocal or honest services from the government. Now, I want to add this right now, and it will be part of a YouTube that we will be putting up on our YouTube channel on StopTheCrime.net. We will be going live in many of the boots on the ground investigative reporting that we do. I want to tell you all that the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, a little over a year or so ago, implemented a TSA-style agency FEMA setup to get into the board chambers. Never before was that there. Prior to this, you could walk in the double doors, take a seat, fill in a card, and listen to the board talk. Now, you go through two security guards, they wand you. You go through other X-ray equipment to be able to gain entry. Now, I stumbled into the facility between the fires and the power shutdowns, and the offices immediately adjacent to the County Board of Supervisors chamber has now erected bulletproof glass to separate us from them.
Wow.
So I want to tell you about this right now. This is an article in our newspaper, and it is horrific. And it says this. Tell us, are you considering leaving Sonoma County after the fires and the power outages? And it goes on to say this. We are interested in hearing from you if the Kincade fire has prompted you to consider leaving Sonoma County or leaving California. We would like to know the specifics influencing your decision, where you might consider moving and when. Please contact the Press Democrat staff writer, Austin Murphy, at area code 707-521-5214. 707-521-5214. And here's my response. A survey for climate refugees and relocation. War. Have you surrendered yet? Tell us, are you considering leaving Sonoma County after the fires? This is an insider comment. A local survey. The media-controlled, war-denying print machine is taking a survey. They want to know, have you had enough of climate change techno attacks yet? Are you considering where and when? And this is suggestive programming. That's exactly what this is.
Right.
Sonoma County, California, again, north of the Golden Gate Bridge.
I can hear the bumper, so we're going to go to break. When we come back, I want to hear the latest updates of what's going on with the fire Mageddon in Northern California and now in New South Wales and elsewhere around the world. With the latest updates from Deborah in a moment, stopthecrime.net. We'll be right back. I heard the bumper really
difficulty taking supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Now is download how people are going to be moved out onto the street and made homeless.
Oh, I agree with you. I totally agree. In fact, you see it happening in Northern California, and it's going to happen in New South Wales and
so
other countries.
Yeah, we're going to the fires. I still have more to talk
about. Okay, let's continue. We're back. So, Deborah, you've got lots of information. I want to hear updates what's going on in New South Wales, California. We also have something that I want to interface with. We're bringing up in other shows. The banks are not able to manage the repo loans just last month. That means they're shutting down banks for even replanting crops in Chile and Argentina. Did you know that? They're not only putting fires everywhere, they're actually having the banks shut down, even farmers trying to replant crops. So they're ready to start terminating the population of Earth so that next year's harvest won't exist because the farmers don't have the money to put it in. And that's countries all over the world by the same freaking banks that are doing this. Yeah. Okay, please continue.
Well, that's absolutely true. So what I want everyone to hear, when you hear me talk about this survey in our paper, that this applies to you. When I'm talking about, are you going to leave where you are because of fires or floods or hurricanes or droughts or broken levees or reservoirs that are breached? Are you going to relocate? This is war. And have you surrendered
yet? Wow, they're actually asking you right up to tell you that. Isn't that crazy?
There is nowhere to go. Remember that. There is nowhere to hide. I have been getting pleas from people I know in Australia. Please tell everybody on the radio that Australia is under attack. Thousands of acres have burned. The fires have erupted just as they did here in 2017 on October 8th and 9th. They're burning up Australia using directed energy weapons and all manner of attacks. They have inadequate fire protection services there, and people are many not even escaping their neighborhoods, just like what happened in Paradise and just like what happened here. Now, I want to go on to a side reality of what happens in the burden zones.
Right.
Now, first of all, everyone needs to understand, you're talking to me, and I am here in Sonoma County in the most recent burn zones of the Kincade fires and the Rothschild PG&E power shutoffs. And what they never said when they said they were going to de-energize the electric system, they never said they would be also de-energizing the gas. So many people...
In other words, it's shutting down the gas lines that support people who may have generators and so on, right?
Well, they shut down the gas lines so many people that had generators oftentimes didn't have a method in which to heat their water. And, and gas is being eliminated, and I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But I want to talk about what has happened to Chico, C-H-I-C-O. It's a city right adjacent to Paradise, California, where the campfire destroyed the town of Paradise.
Right.
So I'm going to go over what has now happened in Paradise, because there were an estimated over 20,000 former Paradise residents that moved to the adjacent town after the fire. And real estate agents have had trouble finding homes after the fire because there is nothing available. This is a blueprint for what has happened here and elsewhere where there are fires.
Right.
So I'm giving you a blow-by-blow description of what they're now saying is occurring in Chico, right next to Paradise.
Wow.
They're saying that state officials estimate that Chico has added 20,000 people, boosting the population from 92,000 to more than 112,000. The city didn't expect that number until at least 2030. What's happened in Chico in a year since California's deadliest wildfire shows how blazes growing more frequent and destructive with climate change, which is weather weapons, have lasting effects far beyond the burn zones. You normally would have a decade to prepare for such growth, said the Chico police chief. Chico officials say they need close to $500 million to improve their infrastructure and hire enough police officers and firefighters to cover the surge in population. But because the city is outside the burn zone, it isn't eligible for state and federal disaster funds. Goes on to say that aside from housing shortages and more traffic on streets, the influx has strained the city in unexpected ways. Now, I'm telling you all of this. I'm going to continue so that you will understand what forced migration due to weapons forcing people out of homes is causing other communities nearby. You need to understand this is a plan. So they go on to say that they've strained the city in unexpected ways. About 3 weeks after the fire, Chico's sewer system was handling an additional 1 million gallons a day, or the equivalent to adding an additional 5,000 homes. City officials have hoped the increase was temporary, but now the system is handling an additional 600,000 gallons a day from the fire survivors, costing an extra $53,000 per month that the city does not have. The city manager says it will likely have to raise rates to pay for the overburdened sewer system. So I want you to understand, taxes are going to skyrocket. This is also another method to knock people out of housing, and we'll get more into that. And they say it's one of the unexpected consequences of being a friendly neighbor. The effects go far beyond government services. The region had four hospitals before the fire, but one of the hospitals in Paradise closed and has not reopened. Chico has come up with has seen up to an extra 700 patients per month. The hospital has added seven around-the-clock nursing shifts to keep up, but it's having trouble filling the positions because potential employees can't find places to live. This is happening everywhere. I am saying this because it is happening here in Santa Rosa as well. We have people literally living on the streets or in their vans, going to gyms, taking showers, and then going to their jobs because they can't afford a roof over their head. Whoa. But even before the fire in Chico, they said home sale vacancies were below 1%. So housing has been intentionally set up in advance of these intentional weaponized weather assaults so that people cannot find housing. The governor in California signed a law that was designed to speed up construction of new housing by temporarily suspending the state's lengthy environmental review process for fire-affected areas. But the laws do not include neighboring towns because they say the mayor of Chico and most of the city council opposed it. And there was a recall launched. I won't go into that because, sadly, that's the false misunderstanding people have in believing they can recall representatives that don't represent them. Go to stopthecrime.net to our YouTube video channel and hear me talk to the Board of Supervisors and how they do not have jurisdiction. The recall has added to tension in the town of Chico, compounded by many small things like longer wait times at restaurants and heavier traffic. So we have to understand what is happening. And it says, and someone quoted this, "I don't think we knew or know what the new normal is anymore." So I want everyone to think about this because we're all going to be affected in one way or another with these weapon systems.
Let me add a couple of other aspects, and I'll spend just a minute or two on this. There's an economic chaos happening because they're actually stopping crops. There's also a problem where the government's moving to AI. In fact, they had a meeting in Eastern Europe, and Putin was actually commenting about ethics and the use of artificial intelligence and the Matrix, because we're moving toward a world ID next October 1st. They're moving us toward all the operating systems for Microsoft. The next operating system is not Windows 11, it's artificial intelligence. people need to understand it's a convergence of a whole bunch of technologies, including changes in crops, for example. Even under the watch of the so-called Donald Trump, they're moving the crops more and more toward genetically modified food to kind of fill the void of crops. They're adding more and more e-toxins with 5G, and now Huawei in China is moving to 6G. These are extremely toxic to every living thing. And people need to understand these are all converging in the future where most life forms on Earth are going to start to collapse. Insects, birds, gut biome, and mitochondria. And it's not just fires. It's not just economic chaos and loss of crops. Everything is converging to eventually not only track you in the matrix, but eventually hack into your consciousness and know, just like Minority Report, the intentions of your thought process. That's where we're going, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. In fact, DNA, nanotechnology, and mind control interface links humanity to a digital world inside a quantum computer. And I want to say this. Did you know, Dr. Bill, that President Trump of USA Incorporated, and he is the CEO of this corporation, signed an executive order February 11th of 2019 accelerating America's leadership in artificial intelligence. Did you know that? Do all of you listening know how we are playing in with our presumed leaders into an extinction level event of what we always thought was human? So I want to go on into that a little bit here, because I was talking about LIDAR and warfare in the military AI system, because what is happening under the guise of advanced fire alert systems is the augmenting of LIDAR systems on mountaintops around our larger cities. And they're getting away with that. In fact, I talk about that in the war and Have You Surrendered Yet? And I talk about a number of things. This will be up on stopthecrime.net under Hot Topics, this article that I have written. So I would urge everybody to go to the Hot Topics on stopthecrime.net. But what is very important is a diagram that I'm going to discuss, and it shows how LIDAR is a major component in the military AI system. And LIDAR, quote, in comparison, navigation for driverless cars is much more difficult. Cars not only need similar mapping abilities, but they must also understand where all nearby vehicles, pedestrians, and cyclists are, and where all these are going in the next few seconds. Driverless cars and some drones do this through a combination of sensors like LIDAR. And LIDAR is light detection and ranging, traditional radars and computer vision. And thus, the world model of a driverless car is much more advanced than the typical unmanned vehicle. And reflecting the complexity of the operating equipment, a driverless car computer is required to track all the dynamics of all nearby obstacles, constantly compute all possible points of intersection, and then estimate how long it thinks traffic is going to behave in order to make a decision to act. And artificial intelligence and the future of warfare, this is what we face.
Okay, let me insert a comment that's very important. And you know, people know some of the sci-fi kids shows, you know, years ago, you know, like what they're really planning is they want skyways, which are highways in the sky. And they need LIDAR to do that, which means you're not only going to have drones, but you're going to have driverless vehicles, helicopters, and other aircraft that are actually flying like a drone. And you're not going to have people that are going to be able to pilot them like a regular pilot. These are driverless piloted skyways or highways in the sky, aren't they? Please continue.
Well, they are. And how AI of an autonomous system works. Now, what I know is that the LIDAR, an autonomous vehicle, is a computer on wheels. And it pulses out signals. As I best recall, it's per second, 30,000 pulses, and then comes back.
Right.
Nothing can live in this pulse environment. And this chart that I'm going to explain talks about the world model of how AI and autonomous systems work. And there's a circle in the middle, says world model. And that connects to computer vision, GPS, LIDAR, infrared, and radar. So I want everybody to watch The Terminator. If you haven't seen the movie, the new movie Terminator, everything in it is real.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember
with three different TV controls.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Hey, Deborah. Again, stop the
crime.net.
Lots of stuff going on. Please continue.
Yeah, okay, again, thank you. StopTheCrime.net and Primary Water. Certainly, share this video YouTube called Explaining Primary Water. Primary Water Explained. That's the name of the YouTube. Primary Water Explained. Share that far and wide. Because in our documents here in Sonoma County, and your documents everywhere, every city, every country, every nation worldwide is now telling us that water is a finite resource. And we are running out. I am looking at a book right now in Sonoma County called Home Energy Digest, a homeowner's guide to whole house energy efficiency, and it talks about energy independence, a Sonoma County program. It's a program in your county, too, and it says they are aiming for zero. There is no such thing as zero. Aiming for zero is not a technology. It is a behavioral modification. Remember that. But they tell us how water is finite. And I want to go over this right now. This is critical, absolutely critical. This is what our county has adopted, and your counties have, too. So I want you all to know. Every county everywhere has these plans adopted, and there is nowhere for you to go. These plans are creeping in, and they're going to come fast and furious and require that you meet certain obligations, or your home will be identified as unsustainable, and you will be on a list, and everyone in the community will know that you are an energy hog. This is the bullying program that this country has been creating and is very proficient at. So here is the Climate Change Action Resolution, the County of Sonoma, and they talk about how they must reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and they're working towards the goal countrywide to target the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions by 40% below 1990 levels by 2030. So let's talk about some of the things that you are all going to have to do to meet what your illegitimate presumed elected officials, which they are not, it's a puppet
right.
show, what they have done to you. We're talking about city councils, board of supervisors, all of the agencies, public health, schools, everything. And you need to understand, why else are they putting up bulletproof glass now to separate us in Sonoma County from the Board of Supervisors? They are bringing in death and destruction. So here's what they're telling us we all must do, and these are only a few things. Increase building energy efficiency. Increase renewable energy use. Switch all equipment from fossil fuel to electricity. We're talking about cars, everything, all equipment. Reduce travel demand through focused growth. In other words, moving you closer to a populated zone and out of the WUI, the Wildlands Urban Interface, which they are burning up everywhere worldwide. They are
right.
burning people out of the wildlands. They want us to reduce our car idling and eliminate it. They want to reduce water consumption because of the illusion that we're running out, and we're not. Again, go to the YouTube video, Primary Water Explained. Go to the website, primarywater.org. Now, listen to this. Increase recycled water and gray water use. Increase water and wastewater infrastructure efficiency. We know that the CEO of USA Inc., Trump, signed an executive order to massively build wastewater treatment plants to serve up your poop, urine, and pharmaceutical into your tap.
Industrial waste and radioactive isotopes.
That's right. Increase the use of renewable energy in water and wastewater systems. Reduce emissions from livestock operations. That goes right into what you were saying, Dr. Bill, about not planting crops and
and also get rid of, even in places like Ireland, they're trying to get rid of any ruminating animal, cows,
exactly.
pigs, sheep, whatever. I mean, this is nuts, and it's all happening, by the way. It's not just the demon rats. Remember, these plans are going in under the guise of even Donald Trump and others. You know, Donald might be good intention in terms of one thing, like increasing the stock market for the upper middle class and so on. But everything else
That's
he's doing is nuts. Everything else is nuts. In fact, I put together a video you can see on YouTube and Vimeo. It's called Grace Wisdom. You can look at that video. It's 35 and a half minutes. It covers everything and all the solutions issues. I'm not going to go into it now, but I want people to watch that video and respond to it, okay? Please continue.
Okay, so some of the other items, is protect and enhance the value of open and working lands. They want you off of the WUI. That is the protection mechanism. Promote sustainable agriculture. Sustainable agriculture was another executive order to promote biomanufacturing of the food supply. Make no mistake, everything will be delivered by drones to our homes, so we don't have to drive and idle for pickup and fast food pickup lines anymore. It says reduce emissions from the consumption of goods and services. Promote water and protect water resources. Mainstream the use of climate projections. Now, let's get into this. In this very expensive folder that I picked up at one of the meetings somewhere, again, it's called Home Energy Digest, A Homeowner's Guide to Whole House Energy Efficiency. It talks about how water is a finite resource. We're running out.
Right.
It talks about this, and this is very interesting because it talks about complete your upgrades. It talks about all the energy upgrades.
Where do they expect all this money to come from? The average person, about a third to 40% of families can't even take a vacation between now and Christmas. Please continue.
I'm going to explain. That's where I'm going with this. Okay, so we're going to have to implement energy upgrade requirements phase by phase, and they discuss it right here. They talk about many things, well beyond the low-flow faucets, well beyond changing out your shower heads, and well beyond high-efficiency toilets. That's the beginning.
Right.
They go on to say that additional features can create your home's curb appeal. Now, wait a minute. They're talking about insulation. They're talking about taping your ducts so they don't leak. I don't know how you see that from the street. I do not see how that creates curb appeal. I do not know that many people can recognize.
What do you mean, curb appeal for selling? Are they crazy? What, you know, or liars? What? It's part of the liocracy, I call it.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you're planning to sell your home, and as a bonus, they say, these simple steps can make your home the envy of all your neighbors. Now, let's talk about that. They're going to list your home as being compliant or non-compliant. And that is where your neighbors will become narcs. You will be narked on by your neighbors if you do not comply.
Let's call them eco-narcs. It's like East Germany, right? Please continue.
Exactly. These are bullying schemes and programs that are now being enhanced to call it green. So I want to go on into how you're going to afford, how you are going to pay for this if you can't pay for this. This is how you will be forced to pay for it. It's through the PACE financing programs. P as in Paul, PACE, P-A-C-E. That is a Rockefeller Rothschild loan. Now let me read to you what I received in a Los Angeles property tax bill insert just a week ago. So this is an annual secured property tax bill insert through 2019 through 2020. This is from the treasurer and tax collector, the County of Los Angeles. And it says, the treasurer and tax collector mails several million annual secured property tax bills each fiscal year. So as a result, you may find it difficult to reach us on the telephone. So let's discuss something here, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm working on. It says here, under the table of contents, important information about PACE direct assessments. So I'm looking at what this important information about the Rockefeller Rothschild loans are as direct assessments, and I've said this before, and now I'm reading out of a property tax bill insert. And it might be boring to some of you, but I hope you all listen carefully.
Yeah, I got a quick question, though, before you continue. Where the hell do they expect to get the money? Please continue. You know, I mean, if they talk about PACE, like, if you don't have money, where are they going to get the dang money? They're going to take
your
bone marrow and grind it up?
I'm trying to explain that now.
Yeah, I want you to go on. Please, go on.
I've got moments here. They go on to say, now this is not out of the bill. I'm going to answer your question right now, Dr. Bill. How do people get PACE financing? They're saying that you can finance up to 10% of your property value, no income qualification. You have 5 to 25 year term. It's a fixed interest rate. You pay back through your property tax bill. PACE is simple and effective way to finance energy efficiency, renewable energy, and water conservation upgrades to all buildings. They go on to
if they lean on your property and you don't pay, they can seize your property even if it's only 10%.
Yes. I'm going to read that.
Yeah, please go ahead.
In the property tax bill. And they go on to say that your counties that have adopted and allowed for these loans to come in, because your counties have to approve these loans. So your counties and your cities, and I've sat in many city meetings where PACE representatives and HERO representatives have come in and they've approved those loans to do business in the county, because they have to have the approval of the cities and counties in order for the county and city tax assessors to put these on your bills. And they go on to say this, that there are over 90 eligible improvements that you can finance, and there is no credit check. So let's go on into what the property tax bill says, because it talks just about exactly what you said, foreclosures. And I'm going to summarize it for sake of time. It talks about how the PACE loan is in primary position. It supersedes your existing mortgage, or any loans that you have on your property right now are in secondary or third position. PACE is on top of everything.
That's an OMG moment. In other words, if you don't pay it, they can take your home, right? Go ahead.
If you reach a decision to work out a payment schedule with the county on your property taxes, that is not reaching an agreement with PACE. PACE will still foreclose. So while you think you may have worked out a payment agreement with your local tax assessor's office, beware. PACE will not agree to a workout. They will foreclose in 60 days.
Whoa.
In 60 days. So let's read this.
How about it's time to lock and load? How's that?
Well, I'm not going to advocate that, because directed energy weapons are being used against us in mind control strategies.
Let me stop you for a second here, Deborah, and I'm going to make a statement to people. I'm releasing non-lethal technology in the next 6 months that people can use to take care of those who want to do bad things to them. And at the point where it gets to where they want to use violence, like special forces or international forces, which they already have had on American soil, against American citizens, let's put it this way, without making specific threats, God help them. Because believe me, I will, with my help and technology, unleash things on them. They can't imagine what will happen. So we're not going to put up with it. We're not going to put up with it legally or otherwise. We need to file pro se litigant actions. Don't talk to your politicians. They're useless. They are, aren't they, Deborah?
Everybody amazing go to StopTheCrime.net. Please go to our YouTube video channel. Like us on YouTube. Share them far and wide. We're working around the clock to expose what's on your threshold, whether you rent or own. It doesn't matter. Even if you're living under a bush.
Wow, that's
right
amazing.
Now.
And by the way, don't make negative comments against Deagle. It's not going to work, okay? You need to listen.